It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Oh, it's that time, podcast. Yeah, I know. It's been a while. Trenton's own Bernie Mac is back.
I know.
With some cool events.
It's time for the Trenton Waves Arts and Leisure segment with me, Bernard McMullen.
I like that.
What do we got going on now?
Hey, yes. You know, after a false start of everybody saying, let's get over COVID, let's start going out to events and things like that. Yeah. Of course, we shut down for another 3 or 4 months with the Omicron event. And things are picking up again, which is
great. How do you pronounce it?
I say Omicron.
Omicron.
I call it Enron.
Enron? No, baby. Oh, my goodness. I call it Omicron.
Omicron.
The Enron event.
It's not the Enron event. That was already, that happened. Wasn't that the... that's the Exxon Valdez I'm thinking of. It was Enron. Who was that? It was a company, right?
Yeah, the company that went out of business overnight and left, you know, leaving all of their...
Was that a Bernie Madoff thing?
No.
It was kind of like...
They were just directly stealing money.
Okay.
They weren't shy about it.
At least they were, you know.
Well, I call it whatever.
The
anyway.
Enron event.
Omicron.
The Omicron event.
That's right.
Okay. A strain. Isn't that what it is?
It's a strain.
It should be an Omicron event. We should have an event.
Yes, $99. And you can get tickets online.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So what's Bernie Mac? Right. What's happening? What's coming up? Yes. Well, you know, let's start off easy while we're still in these pandemic times. There's a neat Zoom presentation coming up.
I don't want to promote Zoom stuff, dude.
These are so good.
Okay. Yeah, what is it?
This is from the William Trent House.
Oh.
And they're going to have Larry Kidder, who is one of the experts in the nation on the revolutionary.
Larry was in the studio with the new show Lifting the Veil.
Okay.
Is he going to appear naked on Zoom?
No, he's not going to appear naked.
Thank God.
He's going to talk.
I'd pay tickets not to see that.
He is going to give a presentation on a resident of the William Trent House during the Revolution who was deemed to be a loyalist. But if you read the historic record and what happened afterwards, he may not have been. His name was Dr. Bryant.
Mm.
And so Larry's going to present evidence on both sides.
Interesting.
It's like a little mystery.
So that's next Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. What time?
At 7 o'clock.
And how do you get on?
You go to the William Trent House Museum.org. So just type in.
Okay, wait a second. It's the William Trent House Museum.org?
Yeah, you know, not one of my favorites.
Are you sure?
I am. No, it isn't. Is it just Trenton Museum? I have no.
No, it's not Trenton Museum.
Ellerslie.
Oh my God! Let me tell you, you're the worst guy for this job.
I just turned my phone
because he gets so excited about events that come up, and he has just enough information where it might be wrong,
right?
Where it's actually not even accurate.
Okay, well, since you were the person who designed this website, sir, what?
WilliamTrenthouse.org.
Okay, no museum.
No.
Okay, got it.
Oh dear.
Podcasty, do you got it? And more importantly,
say it one more time.
WilliamTrenthouse.org.
Gotcha. There you go.
Right. We got
Trent
it now. Okay.
There used to be one that had a museum.
And it's not Trent Museum either. That's the Ellerslie.
Right.
So, next.
So after that, Capitol Philharmonic is offering its final performance on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd of April.
Okay.
7:30 at night. They are doing a concert called The Genius of John Williams.
Ooh.
And so a lot of his music from famous movies and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you, John Williams never disappoints.
No.
And he just turned 90. Can you imagine that?
Is he really?
Yeah, he just turned 90 the last month sometime.
Holy smokes.
And what's the date of that again?
That is the 23rd of April. It's at 7:30.
Yeah.
There's a great saxophonist who's playing with the orchestra.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know the guy's name, but he's really apparently. I should, you know, they don't give me all the information I need at times.
It's a great saxophone.
Yeah, it's a great. And the concert itself is being dedicated to Sarah Dash.
Oh, very, very
nice.
Cool.
Because she
nice.
She had been on the board of the orchestra and had recommended that we do a concert with this kind of music from John Williams.
Oh, wow.
And so it finally happened. This concert was on the agenda for 2020, and then it was on again for 2021, and we're finally doing it this year.
Wow.
So we're excited about that. Sarah Dash's niece is going to be there to receive the presentation.
Danielle.
Oh, is it Danielle?
Yeah.
Oh, from Sprouts.
Mm-hmm. From Sprouts.
She's been on the show.
Right. And a lot of the kids from the school are coming as well.
Oh, fantastic.
I am still so upset with Sarah Dash.
Yeah, I know.
She was going to come on the show, and you know, we were hooking up and everything, and
we were going to do Lady Marmalade.
That's right. We were going to sing.
It's going to be great. That would have been great.
That would have been cool.
I don't know if it would have been great, but she would have been great.
It would have been. What do you mean
about us?
It would have been great. She would have made us sound good.
Yeah.
So the following week, the 30th, there is the annual gala, which again has fallen victim to COVID.
Okay.
It's been moved and moved and moved and was going to be in February, but now it is finally on the 30th. And on that day, they're honoring Tom Phillips and Leo DiNardo and Jane Rosenbaum as, you know, supporters of Capitol Philharmonic. And that's going to be at Cobblestone Creek.
Leonardo DiCaprio is involved with this?
No, not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo.
Oh, Leonardo?
Leo Leonardo.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're telling me this cat's name is Leo Leonardo?
That's right.
He lives in Trenton?
Yep, he lives in Mill Hill.
Okay, we got to get him on the show just for the name alone. I thought you said Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's
Leo Leonardo.
That's right.
What does he do?
He's a big supporter of Capitol Philharmonic and music. And he's being honored.
For supporting.
Right.
Wait a minute, being honored for supporting it?
Yep.
Frank.
That's what you
I've never
do.
Heard of such a thing. I never heard of that.
Well, yeah, it's a thing.
Yep.
You honor a particular supporter?
Yeah, because they really help.
Right. So not someone on the board, someone who's really gone out of their way to get people to come.
So not
like
John Hatch.
Generally, board members are not included, right?
Right, because they're...
That's not... Well, that's true.
That's a big support.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Cobblestone Creek.
Yes.
Is that in Lawrenceville?
Yes, it is, right across from Rider University.
Yes, that was... We went there. You did a talk there. Remember?
We
went there with...
Yes.
I forget.
Are you allowed?
It was fun.
It was great. It was great.
They were lovely people.
It was a lot of fun.
It's a golf club, right?
Yes, it's a golf club.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, what else is happening?
Anything else?
So Leo Leonardo's being honored.
That's
great.
Right.
And John Hatch is not, even better. What else is going on?
Okay, so moving in the calendar there. I'm doing this event on the 23rd, same day as the concert, but in the morning, or lunchtime, I guess, called Prepping and Repping. And it's about restaurants in downtown Trenton. And I am hosting a prefix luncheon event at Big Easy, where people get to come and sit down and with us talk a little bit, probably 8 to 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner, Jocelyn White, and the chef are going to come out and talk to people about, you know, why they're doing things in Trenton, why they think this is cool, and things like that.
Cool.
So this is going to be a monthly event, the fourth Saturday of every month. We'll be picking a new restaurant downtown to get a group of people together, and the chef and the owner will come out and talk to us and things like that, and we'll talk about food. That's coming up on the 23rd of April.
Now, do people need to register for
that? They can register at Eventbrite and look for Prepping and Repping.
Okay. I've seen it on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, I've been sharing it.
Yeah.
Cool. So seating is limited.
That's
right. You have to sign up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very inexpensive. I think this first one is like $18.75, and it's shrimp jambalaya and your choices of collards or cabbage and all kinds.
Oh, so for that you get a real meal.
You get a real meal.
This is wonderful.
Right.
That sounds good. Okay.
Yep. Of course, you can't forget about First Fridays are coming up, and they're the first Friday. Mm-hmm. The next one, of course, is May 6th, and the one after that is June 3rd. That's a big night for opening art shows all around the city. The African American Cultural Group will be hosting an event on Front Street, as they have in the past couple of years.
What, they're shutting the street down?
Yeah.
Really?
Over on... In front of 1911 Smokehouse.
It's like a block party.
So
the
West,
block party.
West Front Street.
They're having a block party.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's a great thing to come out and have lots of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
What else?
Taste Trenton.
Yeah.
Oh, when is that going to be?
Taste Trenton is June 6th through June 12th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
June 6th?
June 6th.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, June 6th. Oh, is there something going on June 6th?
No, because June 11th is Saturday. Friday is the 10th.
I can't read my calendar.
Right. What is it, 7 days?
No. That's what you wanted it to be.
Yes. Yeah.
So apparently it made its way into your schedule.
Right.
June 6th.
June 10th.
June 10th. Okay.
Podcast here once again.
There you go.
I feel like I have to apologize to you because Bernard doesn't know his own calendar. We bring you on to do these segments.
This is accurate reporting. Yeah,
this is every time he's on.
I know. It's always a new surprise. What's he going to muff this time?
So, I love it.
All right, take it again. Taste Trenton. Go ahead.
Yes. Taste Trenton is coming up again.
Right.
25 to 35 restaurants on Friday, June 10th through Sunday, June 12th.
All right.
The new switch this year is that we're offering a breakfast option.
Breakfast? Okay. Breakfast?
Yeah, that's how we say that
word, right? Use your words.
Yes.
We remember we were at the lobby club.
That's what I mean. That's what's doing it, right? So,
he had the same thing I had.
I know.
There's just no excuse. Go ahead.
We're doing that. We will continue doing some of the evening special dinners that many of the restaurants offer.
Yeah.
We'll continue trying to find new places to highlight them. There are 10 new restaurants, according to Eric Maywar, that have opened in Trenton in the past year.
Awesome.
And there are some that are even on his list because they hadn't opened by the time they ran the list.
Right.
So
fantastic.
So, do you have any that you'd care to mention? Any ones that are new that are definitely going to be open?
Skillet is going to be on the tour. I've already talked to them.
Great. On Warren.
Downtown.
Right downtown. It would be great if we can get the Lobby Club. That would be cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Trenton Ice Cream Parlor is a different type of place. Mm-hmm. There are a few other new places downtown. Burritos is opening on East.
Oh, next to the Lobby Club.
Next to the Lobby Club.
Oh, so they're opening. Okay.
They're opening up pretty soon.
The station.
Awesome. Fantastic.
And the Ed's station, place.
Right.
He's coming on the show soon.
Yep.
Well, before.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Right. So we're expecting them to be open. So
that'd be great.
There'll be a nice mix, we think.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Anything else happening on June 11th?
On June 11th, you know, there's this competing event, but it's okay because it's okay. You can go to all of them because there's lots of restaurants, lots of time,
right.
And that's the what is it? Is it the 20? Is it the first annual or is it always?
Yeah, it's the first annual.
The first annual podcast conference called Podstock.
Oh, who's putting that on?
Some obscure guy.
An obscure guy, not even a company. You see, this is what I love about him. You're bad at riffing. He's bad at riffing because he's such an information guy that when he tries to riff, it's just a train wreck.
It's a train wreck, right?
But I still love him though.
Yes. Oh, well, it's nice to be loved.
I love beauty.
What's not to love?
So, Frank, I understand you may have some connection to this event. Is that
Podstock
true?
Podstock is the first podcast conference happening in Trenton, New Jersey, mm-hmm. on June 11th, mm-hmm. from noon to 6 p.m.
Right.
However, from 5 to 10 is the block party.
Then we're having a block party.
Right.
Cool.
Right out in the back, right in front of Reggie's place.
Right. Smokehouse is prominent.
Tickets are $99. Mm-hmm. You get them at podstock.us, and now you're going to learn a lot of stuff and meet a lot of cool people.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, I got people flying in from all over the country.
Nice.
I also just want to harken back to Taste Trenton. If there's anybody who'd like to sponsor Taste Trenton.
Absolutely. We are always looking for
sponsors. Oh, really?
Absolutely.
So, hey, folks out there.
You show up on our website. We'll put you on the banner. We'll do other exciting things. You'll be on our website to say, hey, these are the great people who support us.
Hey, Jim Beam.
We love Jim Beam.
Jim Beam's the best bourbon ever.
Uh-huh. And they're a wonderful sponsor of ours.
Ooh, right. That's not why we're saying they're the best.
No, all right. Because I actually drink it.
Because I actually drink it.
And I drink all their different incarnations, too. Although I'm still waiting for my honey.
Yeah, the honey, the cherry, and the apple, right?
No, fire.
The fire.
The one that has, like, the cinnamon in it.
Oh, right. Yeah. I keep thinking
I want to try
ginger.
That one. Right. But, yeah.
Daniel Glizzo wants the honey.
Oh, that'd be neat. So, yeah. But, you know, are there any local organizations that want to sponsor,
too.
You know, Taste Trenton? That'd be great.
Bigwig.
Could be a bigwig. Could be individuals.
Could be a nationwide brand.
You know, if you want to support restaurant and eating in Trenton, please sign up.
How much are you looking for?
You know, I think we're beginning at 125 up to 500.
So we're not how much money are you looking for this event? Seriously, if somebody wanted to come in and drop $30,000,
oh boy,
or a company,
no, I'd do it for the next 5 years.
then Taste Trenton for the week might happen.
That's right, it might actually happen.
Ooh, I love that. Love that.
You know, and for those people who don't know what Taste Trenton is,
yes.
It's a self-guided restaurant tour where we have recruited, as I said, 25 to 35 restaurants who've agreed on these days to offer special tasting menus for really reduced prices, $3 to $8, things like that.
It's an amazing value.
You can just go to all the different, as many as you want. Mm-hmm. As we try to cover as many different cuisines that are in Trenton as possible.
Right.
You get a wristband for us for $10 for the weekend. It's good all weekend.
$10.
$10.
And that enables you to access a special menu, for dollars.
For dollars, right.
Okay.
And you go at the pace you want. You know, you can start off with coffee at One Up, One Down, or some other place. Mm-hmm. And you can go to breakfast at Skillet. And then you can go to, someplace out in the Berg for a great lunch. And then hit three other places while you're out there. And close off the evening at Tiernanog.
Ooh. Oh, you know, I love that place.
And that's day one.
That's day one. Right.
That's day one. They can walk to these places so they can wear off some of this food.
Yeah, well, eventually they're going to start wobbling to these places.
Wobbling as the case might be.
Well, where can you find out more information about Taste Trenton?
You can look at tastetrenton.com. And I got that one correct.
It's not Taste Trenton Museum of National History.com?
No, Taste Trenton Museum. That's right. And it's not Taste of Trenton. It's just Taste Trenton.
There was a restaurant called Taste of Trenton.
Yes.
Correct. Let's not confuse anybody.
I'm just saying.
It's gone.
Okay.
It's gone now. They're not on the list.
So it's
they are not on the list.
Tastetrenton.com.
Tastetrenton.com. There's no phone number needed. None of that.
None of that. You can do it all online. You come to Artworks on any of those days, and we'll give you the wristband.
Where's that?
Artworks is actually right next to your studio.
Mm-hmm. I know where it is.
I know, but I'm just trying to explain where you were.
I don't need people knowing where the studio is. Please, it's okay.
It's okay.
Can they find out online?
Yes.
Okay, tastetrenton.com, go to contact, I think it is, and you see the location there.
Oh, exactly. Can I ask a question about, so if they come to Artworks to get their wristbands and the maps and all that information, can they also look at the art at
Absolutely.
Artworks?
If there are artworks up there, you're very welcome to do it.
Cool. All right.
Cool. In May, Passage Theater is opening up a show called Groups.
Yes.
First of all, it's not Groups. It's Group.
Oh, just one group.
Okay.
On May 5th, it runs through the 26th. Mm-hmm. Check out passagetheater.org to find out what they're...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on that one. To find out how you can get tickets, what weekends they're available, mm-hmm. and the like. Apparently, it's a great program. Frank, you got to meet some of the people.
Well, not only that, they actually recorded Act 1 right here in the studio. 17 people in the studio. Wow.
And it's a musical, correct?
It's a musical.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is interesting. I've never seen a musical
there. That's the thing they usually do at Passage.
So you imagine 10 people sitting around here with singing and a piano player. It was insane.
Sounds like fun. And it's also, that's First Friday weekend, right?
That's I believe it
is. So there's a lot going on that weekend.
We're going to opening night.
I know. I am excited.
Very nice.
I can't wait.
We're going to see Group opening night.
Yes. Never disappoints the Passage Theater.
Juneteenth is coming up on June 19th, 18th and 19th.
Okay.
Maybe let me check the dates. Actually, no, it's Juneteenth. It's June 17th and 18th. Oh, it was 19th last year.
Yes. Maybe this is why we don't have the turnouts we always have. It might be because of this show.
It's his segments. I was here.
What? It's the Art and Leisure Reports with Bernie Mac.
Right.
That's the problem.
Laid back.
But I can't get rid of him. He's perfect.
Listen, everybody has to check the information.
That's right.
We motivate you to check it out.
That's right. Check us out. We mean that literally.
So what's happening Juneteenth?
So Juneteenth is being sponsored by the African American Coalition of Mercer County.
Okay.
Consortium, And they are running a whole series of educational programs, great music, great food, all around Mill Hill.
Awesome.
Downtown.
Cool.
Just Mill Hill.
Yes.
And downtown.
And downtown.
But and downtown. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. No South Ward, none of that.
We weren't here for Juneteenth last year.
I was there for an inaugural event. We're going to try and be...
We'll see.
I think we're in town. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. All right, man. Is that all you got?
That's all I got right now.
All right.
Wow, I'm exhausted.
Bernie Mac, podcast. Yeah, we love him. I feel like we have to love him. But, he's an amazing guy. And that was Trenton Waves Arts and Leisure Report.
See, it's catching.
I'm trying to do a drop here.
I like the paper shuffle.
I know. It's like, can you make more noise? The phone's going off. Want to check if you have any loose change? Throw it on the table while I'm trying to do this freaking drop.
Oh, just God.
I feel like we suck at stuff like this. All right.
I love it.
That was Trenton Waves' own Bernie Mac with the Arts and Leisure Report. Okay. Trenton Waves, oh my gosh. What was this week all? Look, you're yawning.
I'm sorry.
What was this week all about?
It was a fun week. It was great.
My God.
It was bad, and then it was great, and now it's getting better.
It was bad.
Very bad.
And then it was like, okay.
things and now are happening. Some things interesting are happening.
And then I had a dream that I did a cartoon of the those four idiots on council.
Right.
And I dreamt that the picture went viral. And then you said, oh, you should do that drawing. And then I did the drawing, and now we're in the Trentonian.
Oh, dear. Okay, it's all right.
Well,
it's free speech, right?
Something very cool came out of that from one of our listeners.
Yes.
I got an email from one of our listeners in Podcastia. His name is Arden Bears. I'm just going to read you this email.
Yes.
Hello, Frank and Christina. My name is Arden, and I saw your post in the Trenton Orbit Facebook group. Go Trenton Orbit. I started listening to your show and was so inspired by the love you two have for your city that I wrote a song. And now I'm thinking, oh, God, what
he
is
this going to be? Really quickly.
Well, he wrote it, I guess... a
couple days.
Yeah, because I hadn't done the drawing yet.
Less than a week.
So he sent us a song. He sent us the song he wrote.
And it's amazing.
I'm going to play the song right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robbie Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
Oh my God. That is so good. It makes me want to dance.
If I had to pay for that, that would have been at least, what, 10 grand?
I don't know. It's just really well done.
What goes into writing a song? It was so good.
Yes.
He hit on everything.
He was very good.
I like when he goes, my dream Trenton would be a city without Robin Vaughn and
oh my God.
Kathy McBride.
Oh my God. That was good.
That was so well done.
Yes.
Kudos
thank you,
to you,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Arden Bears.
Feel free to dance around the house to that one.
You made our day with that. That was perfect.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like making that the new jingle of the show. That's just going to be the new intro.
Until election day, anyway.
Oh, so yeah, it's been quite the whirlwind of a week.
But it's okay. It's all, you know.
Hey, man.
Everything's getting exposed.
A lot of people going through stuff.
Project 1540. Yes.
A lot of people going through stuff, including our guest here today.
Yes.
Had a hard week.
Yep. It's okay, but she's still here.
She's still here. Standing. We haven't told you who it is yet. If you don't go to TrentonWaves.com, you don't know who the guest is.
Right. I wouldn't go. I would just be surprised. I'd want to be surprised.
Yeah. When the name pops up on your phone, new episode. All right. Well, this woman here today, when I first met her, she irritated the heck out of me. Let me tell you why.
In a nice way.
No, it's not in a nice way.
Why?
She irritated me in a nice way.
All right, finish your thought.
She had a bunch of records, including, and I mean records like vinyl records.
Right, yeah, right.
Albums, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote on these albums, Beatle albums.
Okay, I wrote on mine too.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Okay.
What you did to that Meet the Beatles, it's criminal and quite prophetic actually. But anyway. She writes on, I forgot what Beatle album it was. I think it was the White Album, I think.
Do you remember which one it was?
Don't be asking her anything right now.
Okay, sorry.
She could just chill out and work on your translation. Do the translation for Bernard.
I know.
She writes on the album, on the Beatle album, the type of music it is with a Sharpie. And she writes something like Elton John is what she writes on. First of all, the Beatles were way before Elton John.
Before Elton John
was even a gleam in his daddy's eye, I believe. And right then and there, I'm like, I'm either going to really like this girl or she's just going to just annoy the piss out of me whenever I see her.
But it bothered you because of your predilection to neatness and organization.
Right.
And like, hey, this is like a sacrosanct.
A what?
Sacrosanct.
Sacrosanct.
Yeah. It's like a reverential. You treat the Beatles like, you know, royalty.
What was that first word you used?
Sacrosanct.
No, the one before that. The one with the P. I have a
predilection.
Predilection. I never heard of that word.
It's a leaning towards.
Oh, Hey, you learn stuff on Trenton Waves. Predilection.
I'm trying to increase my. I'm trying to increase your vocabulary.
You're trying to increase my vocabulary. Not going to work.
Right.
Psychosant?
No, psychosant.
Does that mean a yes man?
No, that's a sycophant.
Oh, my God. How do you say sycophant in Spanish? Exactly. Look at the face. Is your face?
Yes man. It's a yes man.
That's a yes man. A psychopath.
No.
Oh, no, that's Anne Labatt. No! I'm trying to think of.
A sycophant is a yes man. Sacrosanct.
A sacrosanct.
I think I'm saying it.
That's wrong. A decaffeinated.
It means something like holy, yes, like that.
Okay. Hey, podcast, if you could help us out with these three words.
I already had a glass of wine, so I'm feeling sleepy and.
We're still not done.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right, let's move on.
With that introduction.
Yes.
We are just going to introduce her to you, Podcastia.
Yippee.
You got to hang on because she used to work for the governor of New Jersey. And before that, who knows what she did? Maybe we'll find out.
Right.
But she hasn't been having a good week. So I think this is hopefully going to cheer her up.
Yes.
And with that being said, we give you, Podcastia, the destroyer of all things Beatles.
No.
She's here with us right now, Marilyn Rivera. Whoa! Hey, Marilyn, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Have you heard our show before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard? And she still came.
And you still came, really?
I did.
That, there's something to be said for that. Aww. I don't know about what, but.
Even knowing the introduction.
What episode?
I knew that introduction was coming. Mm-hmm. I've heard a couple. There was one particular one that you did about 2 years ago. That's when I first heard it.
Okay.
No, oh, yeah. I know which one. Yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. No problem. I'm with you. I'm with you. You catch that?
Yes.
See, well, you should be proud of me. No, that I picked up on that.
Okay, good for you.
I'm not going into it.
Good for you.
Okay. Marilyn, my wife has a question for you. Very important question.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, she's going to ask you right now.
What in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
My work and my passion. I moved to Trenton about 4 years ago now. I am originally from Hudson County. The hustle and bustle there. I lived there predominantly my entire life. And when Governor Phil Murphy was elected into office, I started working with the administration. And so that commute from Hudson County to Trenton every day was a little brutal, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And so about 6 months in, I couldn't do it anymore. And that's when I relocated to Trenton. I knew there was a lot more to Trenton, but I never really explored it. And ever since then, it's just been something that meeting the community and getting to know everybody and learning about it. I don't feel like I left home because I feel like a lot of components of home I have found in Trenton. The community, the food. I love to eat food. So a lot of great things. So Trenton has been really good to me so far.
Very good. And what community are you involved with? What neighborhood do you call home?
Currently, Mill Hill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. When I first moved to Trenton, I lived in the Roebling Lofts. I was there, and then I moved to Mill Hill after. And I really love the community. I love the convenience of being able to walk to work.
Isn't
and just
that great?
That's it. You know, Mill Hill Saloon to have some meetings.
Yes, Mill Hill Saloon.
Yes. A little bit of everything.
Local.
That's right. And we just had a meeting there the other day, yes, and that's how we got talking.
For Taste Trenton.
Exactly. Yes, for Taste
Trenton.
What
was it like having John Hatch as the landlord? I'll be honest. He doesn't listen. Don't worry.
I think he was great. Anytime I had a complaint about anything in the building, they really addressed it right away. I think you two visited while we were.
Yes, that's how we found out about that album.
Yes, that's beautiful apartments there. It's beautiful loft apartments.
Very beautiful. Yeah. And really, I really enjoyed it. But now I live in a home compared to a loft. So, but I do miss the views that the lofts provided. So grateful.
But what's cool is like there's so much different home types here. You can live in a beautiful loft apartment. You can live in a brownstone, well, I call them brownstone, but a row house, which is a historic row house. You could live in a big house, like if you were out in Cadwalader Park or on the island.
Right.
There's all different home styles here for all different financial levels and for taste levels or what you choose. You could have a modern home. You could have something historic. Trenton's got all of that.
I like how you said a brownstone.
I know.
Say you're Brooklynish.
I know. Because it's not a brownstone, but it's kind of like a streetscape type house.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
When I think of, you know, a street, I'm like, oh, it's a brownstone. But it's not. It's row houses made of brick.
Right. Yeah. So what kind of work were you doing for the governor?
Particularly, I was his liaison into the Latino communities across the state. So anything Latino related, I was his go-to person. I worked in the Department of Outreach at that point. A great team. Learned so much, but really working with the Latino community across New Jersey taught me so much, and I'm very grateful.
So you're not there anymore?
I am not there.
So were you like kind of a troublemaker? Did you get fired?
I started a whole lot of trouble. No.
Okay, interesting.
No. In July of last year, I had the great opportunity to transition over to DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection.
Wow. In Trenton?
Correct. Yes, in Trenton. And so I still am within the administration. And I work in the communications department now. Really great team. Really have worked really hard the last couple of months and so really proud of the work that we do.
What's like a typical day for you? What would have to be happening for them to say, oh my God, get Marilyn?
The Office of Communications is anything that's communications related. So website, social media, press releases and all of that. And we divide the work between three people pretty much. But primarily what I particularly oversee is the website, social media, digital content, internal communications.
Okay.
Anything that's environmental education, customer service. Those are the things that I oversee on a day-to-day basis.
Wow.
In addition to what we are now going to grow is the outreach portfolio. So really the communication into communities and working closer with stakeholders, similar to what I did at the governor's office, but, you know, particularly for the environmental space.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. So environmental, you mean maybe like, would it have to do with someone who wants to build a house and maybe make it a green house or something like that? Would you be involved with that in a neighborhood?
Well, the Office of Communications primarily, no, but DEP, yes. So DEP is responsible for anything that's air, water, and land.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's ensuring that the beautiful land and resources that we have are maintained. So finding that delicate balance of policy work and the work that has to get done for remediation and just a lot of great work that the department's doing. So I really, really urge anybody that if you haven't visited, you know, the DEP website and social media, just check it out. There's a lot of really great information there out there right now that's available for the community.
Cool.
Fun stuff. It's fun stuff. I'm still learning, too, every day. I'm like, wait, we do that, too, at DEP?
So, wow. And you've been there since when?
Since July of last year.
So, you know Junior? He's the only person I know at DEP. Junior. I don't even know his last name. Yeah. I just know he wears a big cowboy hat all the time.
Oh.
Same as Junior.
I don't know him.
He was a DEP.
Oh, I don't know.
I will be on the lookout for a cowboy
Junior, big guy, cowboy hat. His name is Junior. That's
and
all I know.
And how did you meet him?
White guy. Mill Saloon.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, like 17 years ago.
Oh, my God.
What?
Maybe he retired.
So I'll say
Why am I asking?
I'll say this about DEP. A lot of the workers, they're very passionate about the environment and the work that they do.
Oh, cool.
And you have people that have been there, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Wow.
And that's kind of the norm. And that's been really great to see.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah, to see. So he might still be there. So if he hears this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Junior, reach out to us at TrentonWaves.com. Maybe we'll have you on the show if you're good. Mm. Now, are you a supervisor or something?
I am the director of communication.
Wow, you just step into this role?
She's got experience.
I know what that's like. I step into a role. I have no education, no diploma, no nothing, and no experience. And I'm in charge of three guys, and they all hated my guts. I mean, I won them over.
That's not her situation.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's pretty amazing. Just stepping into the role of a director.
I have a really great partner in crime, Kelly Heck. I'll give you a shout out if you're listening. She is a senior communications director, pretty much. So we work very closely together, and we have the divide and conquer. There's a lot of work to be done, and that's really how we get through our, you know, day to day, divide and conquering. But there's a lot to do. Yeah.
How many people are on your team?
13.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. But still, a lot of work for 13 people.
Yes. Right. It's a lot. Yeah.
So when you're not at work, what do you tend to do? Where do you kind of hang out?
I still divide my time between Trenton and Hudson County,
What's
Bergen
going
County.
On in Hudson County?
My family. My family and my friends.
And then Bergen County too?
Mm-hmm.
In Paramus.
So my family is in East Rutherford.
Okay.
So it's, yeah.
Bergen County is a big place, Bergen County.
Very big, yeah. So when I'm here, you know, I have a cat and a dog, so I'll take my dog hiking as much as possible. I don't like the cold weather, so I have been hibernating all winter, but I am looking forward to the warmer weather. Mm-hmm. Going back out to events now that you know, things are kind of, the energy is changing, so getting back to First Fridays and a lot of community events. I sit on a few boards, so there's going to be a couple more things coming up. I'm looking forward to Taste Trenton and to some of the other great events that are
like
Podstock. Okay,
oh, okay,
that's,
there you go.
That's the main event to
Oh, yes, it is. I'm glad I'm not the only one saying that.
Well, I've seen some of your posts where you're out and about with your dog.
Yes.
Like, so you go on little hikes or walks and you have pictures of them. I like
and
that
the dog's name is?
Gaia. You know, one of the things that I think you were mentioning earlier when you were talking about the diverse, you know, living options that you have here. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really do believe that Trenton in general is just, there's just a negative perception about it. Mm-hmm. And there really is so much to explore. I mean, you know, the real estate, the home is one aspect, but really the restaurants and the business is another layer. And then you have the community, right? The people that exist within it. You know, I think that one of the main reasons why I have stayed in Trenton is because I do see that. And it's kind of what prompted me, you know, to start the Facebook group that I have, because I really wanted other state workers to really learn and understand Trenton so that they can go explore. Because I would always get, hey, there's not much to do here. There's not much to eat. And my mind would just be blown because there's a plethora of options within a small vicinity, right? That's not like thinking of Trenton as a whole.
So I agree with you. I'm like, there are so many things to do. And really, folks, don't listen to what you read on see in the news, because it's really not. You would not have so many people coming, like on our show, coming to the city and being so falling in love with it and staking a claim here if it was what you saw in the news and you know, in gossip or whatever.
Yeah, he'd be running.
It's just a wonderful place, and I totally agree with you. It's the architecture, the homes, the history, then you have the restaurants and the people that are here, is it's amazing. It's and I keep trying to tell people, it's such a small town. Coming from a big city, you know, from Brooklyn, Queens, you know, it when you're in a big city, you don't really know even your next door neighbor, really.
Right.
Because you just, you know, you leave your house, you go to work, you come back, and then here it's different. Like, you go to events and you see your neighbors. You go to the restaurant, you see friends, you know, from all over the city.
All over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, while I was sick, neighbors would come, drop off food, check in on me, take Gaia for a walk. It's really that sense of community, and, and I appreciate that very much, so.
Yeah. I love that about our city, that your neighbor becomes part of your family, like part of your inner circle, because your family isn't close by. I mean, I guess an hour away, but to have someone nearby who knows, hey, I haven't seen her in a while. Is she okay? What does she need? That's what it should be. Unless you're out in the country where you're on a farm, you know, 10 miles from the next house, even there, people should care about each other. I know you started a Facebook group. How could we get to it if someone wants to get to it?
So the name of the Facebook group is All Things Trenton, and literally that's what it is. It's anything related to Trenton. So causes, events, anything that's community-based. Really, the goal is for the community to have input and share what they have going on and keep that information alive. So I don't want to hear again that there is nothing to do in Trenton, because there is a lot. And so that was my idea of being able to contribute to bringing more awareness of what's happening in Trenton through the page. I started that page about 2-3 years ago now.
Okay.
And it's growing slowly but surely. But the people that share, I'm very appreciative. It's really great information. And you have everything from, you know, that affects the youth, that affects us as like a community in terms of like, hey, there's this large event, or, you know, hey, this dog is missing. Any help, you know?
Right.
So I really appreciate that it's grown, and I look forward to more contributions from the community.
Oh, she ain't kidding. I just went on just now. Oh, look what's here. Podstock, June 11th. Podstock.us.
Look at you.
99 bucks. Tickets are on sale now. She's not kidding.
Let's just talk about like where you like to hang out. Are there any particular restaurants that you... I know there's so many, and they're all good. I have to say, really, I can't think of a restaurant that I hate. Like, I'm like, oh, I never go back there. They're all really good.
They're
is there any couple that stand out in your mind?
There are a few. Well, Mill Hill Saloon, because it's within walking distance, a block or two. Uh-huh. You can't go wrong there.
A favorite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trenton Social. I go there quite often. There's a lot of other places that I order from a lot that it's kind of like a daily thing, but it's nothing that I go there, like mm-hmm. El Chapin and Guaderico and other things. Like,
we love El Chapin.
Yeah.
Which one do you go to? The one on Cass Street? Or do you order from that one? Or I know there's
Lamberton.
Two of them. Yeah, that's the one
we go.
Yeah. That's walking
distance right up the block.
Oh my God. Sometimes I just like, I need that chicken. It's so good.
It's so good. And so good. It's actually one of the things that I have shared with my colleagues, and now they're into it and they order. So I really appreciate that. There's a couple of really great places. Mm-hmm. You know, during the lunch hour, I like to walk down downtown and just mm-hmm. visit some of the little different restaurants that they have going on there. I know there's been some recent changes, but yeah, just exploring as mm-hmm. much as possible.
The two new restaurants that I know of downtown are Skillet.
Skillet, yes.
And the one that hasn't opened yet is
Burrito's Place.
Oh no, three now. Burrito's, that's another one that is going to open imminently. And The Station.
The Station, I can't wait
where
for that.
Checkers used to be.
Ed Latin Bistro on Facebook and Instagram.
He used to be, he was on a show with a cooking show. He was a competitor.
Yeah, with Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen.
And he bought the place and he's doing this magnificent job renovating it. Really.
I'm excited.
I know. Yeah. It looks very, very cool. Yeah, the former Checkers.
Yeah, former Checkers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's another place that is going to be up and running pretty soon. So that's pretty cool.
Get excited. New eats.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you felt, I think a lot of us feel this way. And again, don't believe what you see in the papers. Believe the people who live here.
Right.
That you want to promote what you came here. See, I can't keep saying that enough, that people come here and they fall in love with the city.
Sure.
And you came here and now you want to promote the city. Yes. Not only did you fall in love with it and you spend your money here and you stake the claim here, but now you want to tell everybody about it with this Facebook page, right?
That is the goal. And, you know, I just bringing more awareness is mm-hmm. bottom line.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have any like really strict rules on the page?
The one thing that I really try to urge is just for folks to be respectful. I think anybody can have
what does that mean?
No cursing at each other or just, you know, things like that. I think that's the bare
minimum. Can you challenge people?
Yeah, of course. As long as it's done respectfully. I think, you know, it's never about the message. It's about the delivery, in my opinion.
Well, what does that mean to you to challenge somebody on a Facebook page like All Things Trenton?
Well, if you go there cursing at somebody versus just...
No, forget cursing. Yeah, yeah. If I say to you, hey, can I challenge anybody on All Things Trenton, mm-hmm. what does that translate to in your head?
That you're going to present your perspective that's maybe different and they could agree or not, but it's...
I don't think we should allow opinions on there at all.
Okay.
What? No. I say we just post, here's what's going on in Trenton. People have to say what they feel about it. It should just be information.
Yeah, but for example, right, the Skillet is a new place that opened up.
Right.
When I shared the information, I shared, hey, this is what I had for lunch. I really enjoyed it. Give it a try.
That's cool.
More of that direction. Yeah. The one thing that I don't really see too much of, which might be a good thing, is it's not heavy in politics. So.
Well, that's good.
Right. Yeah.
That's a very good thing. Unless that's what you're going for with your page, which I don't think I've
done. No.
Okay, cool.
I was already following it. I invited a couple people too.
Awesome.
You're just sitting here.
And that's definitely something that I would really ask and encourage folks to do. If you know of anybody that is involved in the community and wants to help share information, just please do so in English or Spanish. That's all.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Very cool.
The thing that I really like about this, and part of the reason why we do this too, is that there are things going on in the city, so much so that there are multiple things going on weekends, like, and during the week, that to track everything and to find the information, it's great that you're putting it out there because it's easy to find. And then you can say, or you can put it on your calendar, whatever. And then you remember, I remember there's that thing at the public library. Right. So it's good to have different sites that can reach people to let them know there's events and things to do in the city of Trenton all week long, multiple things to do. Like you're going to, some First Fridays, we can't make it to everything.
Right. It's impossible.
Because there's just so much to go. Like the last first Friday, we got to go to the public library. Shout out to the public library. I love you. It is a beautiful place. Have you been to the?
I have not been to
the. What?
I know.
Oh, how have I been there and you have not been there?
We both got our library cards and they have a cafe. They have spoken word. They have bingo. They have craft nights. So we went to see the new murals there. And then we went to the JKC gallery. And then by that point, we went over to Mill Hill Saloon. It was like already 6:30. It's like you just like so many things to do and to walk to and see. And it's so good that everything's opening up again. Yes. So I thank you for helping get that information out to people.
Marilyn.
Yes.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure. Go for it.
Go for it.
Trenton Waves plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trent Waves, TrentWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Still working out my TikTok challenges. I want to lip sync something good, but maybe I'll lip sync that song that Auden wrote for us.
Oh, we should put that up there.
We should make a video of people dancing to that.
I agree with that.
And not tell them what it is.
Yes.
I got to get a picture of John Hatch dancing on the steps of City Hall. With a John Hatch mask.
I would love to see that.
A John Hatch sure. COVID mask.
Yes. Okay.
Podstock. Podstock is among us. June 11th, 2022, from noon to 6 at the Masonic Temple in Trenton, New Jersey. Buy your tickets now at podstock.us. Podstock. It's like Woodstock. You get it? P-O-D, S as in Sam, T-O-C-K dot U-S. Don't go to .com because it's $5,000 for that name and I am not buying it. Okay. I refuse to buy a domain name for more than $8.
Okay.
Okay. Also, special shout out to Laura Pohl. She's the archivist at the Trenton Free Public Library at 120 Academy Street in Trenton, New Jersey. 609-392-7188, extension 20. That's right, I'm giving you her extension. So you can call her up and ask her questions about all things related to archiving in the Trentoniana department.
But even better, go and visit. Because it's like a little mini museum of the years of Trenton.
Yes.
And she does a beautiful job there. I just want to say thank you for being a woman of your word. We went in there and she said, I'll do it as soon as I can get into the archives and after the work is done. And she did what she said she was going to do.
She said, Frank, Christina, we finally have access again to the tax records.
And she sent us a picture of our house from 1936.
Yeah, it's very cute.
It's a very cute
house. It answers some questions about the house.
It's very cute. Actually. But thank you again for doing what you said you were going to do and being such a good steward of those precious items that you have there.
Right. And for emptying out the trash cans when you do that. No, and also, by the way, if you're going to go over to the library, I'm gonna tell you right now, beware Shen Shen, because you will leave with a library card, whether you like it or not. And she will document the event by taking your picture, whether you like it or not. Now, she is I'm always a little afraid of having her on the show.
No.
Thank God Rebecca was there.
Listen,
Rebecca runs the place.
I want someone passionate doing a job like that. And yeah, but she's passionate.
I get it. But then it's almost like it's a little too much passion for my taste.
No, never too much. Never too much.
I almost felt bad not reading.
Well, good. You should feel bad about not reading.
You're not helping my position.
Looking at pictures doesn't count.
Looking at pictures counts. It's called a movie.
Anyway.
All right, Marilyn, is there anything you would like to... Well, let me ask you this, Marilyn.
Sure.
Marilyn, how can people find you? How can people see you? How can people know you? And hey, guys, she's single. How can people find out about all things Marilyn?
You can send me a Facebook invitation, Marilyn Rivera on Facebook. And you can also go on our Facebook page, All Things Trenton, and follow us there and send me a message.
Yes.
Okay. So you're the only admin on that?
For now.
And I just invited a few people.
Oh, interesting.
And if you're around on Saturdays in April.
Yes.
And I believe they're going to continue this on through the summer.
This was Marge's baby.
And it's been a hit so far. A lot of businesses are open on Saturday, so we don't care if the state is here. We will take your money as well as anyone else's. Yeah. But we are all about the residents.
Yes.
And visitors, tourists come and see. There's going to be a tour given by Carl Flesch.
Right.
They will be meeting at the State Museum, and he's got great information, and he's very knowledgeable, and it's a great tour. Check it out on the TDA Instagram page or Facebook page, Downtown Trenton. And restaurants will be open. There are groups that are meeting there. You can have lunch with the mayor at Tracy's restaurant.
Does he know people having lunch with him?
It says it on the thing. So what happens is there are tours running. They're either architectural tours or historic tours. And there's also restaurants that are open, groups that are meeting there. The mayor is usually there. You can have maybe some days you have breakfast with him or lunch with the mayor. And it's just a fun day. There's music usually playing, and a couple weeks ago they had a scavenger hunt.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun. And classics is open. There's authors that come and give right. talks or readings, and it's a lot of fun.
I know last Saturday they had a Twister with the mayor. And that was amazing.
Wow.
I have a video of that.
I think they painted the street.
They painted the street, a big Twister board in the street they painted. Leon Rainbow painted it. And the mayor and a bunch of passerby did a game of Twister. Okay.
This is not a bad idea. I love Twister.
Twister with the mayor.
I love Twister. I do.
Are you okay?
Twister reminds me of grammar school.
Right, I know. With the your boyfriend had told you about the how babies are made. All right, and you were disgusted. You were disgusted by it.
My boyfriend.
All right, Bobby. What was his name?
Robbie Hines.
Robbie Hines. How you doing, Robbie? Robbie and Jay, get together.
No, all right. They didn't know each other.
They should. No. Jay Crawley. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jay. Jay Rawley, who I'm sure he's not listening anymore. Was your boyfriend in the 70s?
He was in high school.
And who was and this other kid?
Robbie Hines. Not my boyfriend. Robbie Hines.
What was he?
He was a kid in grammar school.
Guy?
No, not at all. Robbie Hines was a kid.
Oh my God.
Who threw up purple?
He threw up purple because he had too much gray, and you were fascinated by the color and yet disgusted at the same time.
It was a beautiful color.
It was a beautiful color throw up.
He drank.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question for you. Okay. Just calm down.
Wait. He drank milk?
Yeah.
And what is that purple soda? Knee high or what?
Yeah. Look, whatever. Okay. Yeah, knee high.
For breakfast?
For breakfast. Well, at least he had milk.
And then he threw up all over the floor.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, and then Gastonian had to come and put that green stuff.
Of course. Not Laura Pohl.
We
not
all moved our desks. Like all the desks went flying.
To the wooden metal desk went flying when this purple ooze came out? Like on their own? What do you mean purple?
We were all in the desks.
Oh, you were, okay, you were in, okay.
We threw ourselves against right. the wall.
My God.
But anyway, Robbie Hines.
Why did
told
he throw? Well, I can imagine why he
drank
threw
the milk and the
knee, and the see, don't and combine the knee high and the milk. That's
for
a then. Certain
breakfast
problem.
Anyway, but he was the one who told me where babies came from.
Right after that or before?
I don't remember.
Before he threw
his
up,
his sister was a nurse, okay. And she had all these nursing books, and he read them and shared all the information with us.
Well, Robbie Hines, if you're out there, reach out to us at TrentonWaves.com, and you can also email us at newpodcity@gmail.com. All right, calm down. Okay.
No, I can't stop laughing.
She's out of control. Oh, Michael, look at her. Everyone's laughing. I'm trying to end the show.
My mascara is going all over.
Oh, my, you're a mess over there. Holy mackerel.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
I'm good.
Hey, Marilyn, I hope you're feeling better.
I'm feeling much better.
You had a rotten week, a week from hell, and now Christina's laughing at purple vomit because Robbie Hines couldn't hold it together.
But it was a pretty color.
That's what you get from that. That's your takeaway from him puking in front of the whole class. Oh, what a pretty color. As the desk goes right to the
wall.
She's looking at the bright side.
Purple is your favorite color. At least she's consistent because purple is her favorite color, and she always appreciates a good purple.
Well, there you go.
All right, cheer up. Right. Cheer up.
Okay. I'm good.
All right. Are you good enough to ask your final question?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Why don't you take it? Go ahead.
All right. So my final question is, in your imaginings of Trenton, what would your dream Trenton look like?
And you're not allowed to say a Trenton without Kathy McBride or any one of the other council people. Because that was already stated.
Wow. I was not expecting that one. Well, I guess two things. One, to continue to see the sense of like community beyond the little silos that exist, right? Like Trenton as a whole, that's including like all of the ethnic communities that we have that really just make up the great Trenton that it is. And then two, to have more dog parks.
I was just going to talk about that today.
Yes, I really, I know. Out of
she
all
read
things.
My mind.
But it's one of those things that like, we gather sometimes, like I have doggy dates for Gaia, and we just, there aren't many dog parks in, you know, in Trenton.
I don't know of any in Trenton.
Now, and that's kind of like one of the issues. And I understand that there's concerns, you know, for dog parks, but it's, I think it would help foster, you know, the rest of the community, you know, we have pets, so like, what can we do? I would love to see more of that. I mean, there's other things, but yes. I think those are my top two.
You know what would be cool with the dog park? Because it's not only for the dogs, it's also for the people that get together.
Right.
You could have doggy birthday parties and all the dogs get together at the park and they can be let off the leash. I'll tell you one city, give a shout out to the city of Lancaster, has an awesome dog park. It has tunnels and it's in a park, but it's, they have a little gate that you close and you go. It's just beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And yes. I'm like, how can we get this? There's certainly enough parks that have a little space that you could set aside, like Cadwalder Park. Hello, perfect place.
Right.
Even South River Walk Park. That's a 6-acre park.
6.5 acre, but yeah, right. 6.5 acres. That's how long it is. That's how big it is.
Okay. So this, you could put aside a, you know, a couple of
and we
feet.
Certainly have enough parking lots that we could be using.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's, I mean, there's enough
vacant
opportunities.
Yeah. Yes.
A dog parking lot.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. So maybe we'll work together.
Actually, there is one, but it's private. Roebling Lofts. They have a little.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not open to the community.
Yeah, but if you have a small dog, you can pop him over that fence and get
Gaia is 60 pounds.
Yeah,
she walks me.
Gaia's not small.
Gaia walks you. Gaia. I like that. What does that name mean?
Goddess of Earth. Some other Earth.
It's a Hindi god?
Greek. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Greek. So Gaia is translated to Mother Earth, and that's the name of your dog,
mm-hmm.
Mother Earth.
Correct.
And what's your cat's name?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat? How about thinking for more than 5 seconds of a name? Kit Kat. Why?
Is
it brown?
Like
so when I first saw him, he resembled. He has the colors of a Kit Kat.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's He's my brown. Mother's. Yeah, and that's my mother's like favorite chocolate to eat and
candy.
Yeah, and so my dog that I had for a very long time, his name was DOG, so I wanted to keep.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Listen, and what do you do at work? What do you in charge of communications? God bless you. DOG.
I know.
And Kit Kat. I got to tell you, those are horrible names.
No.
It's like naming your dog, which you did, basically.
I did, but I spelled it differently.
D-O-W-G?
No, D-O-G.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Are you good?
I'm good now.
This was quite a show. I'm a little tired. Not as tired as when I found out about with the Beatles as sort of like Elton John. All right. But I would like
I'm
to
I'm going to take a picture of this and share this with you.
Yeah. You know what? Share that with me and we'll put that up on the. Hey, podcast, if you want to see the blasphemous activity that took place.
I was like 7 years old.
She is out of how old you were. So you should have been raised differently. I am going to go and look at this on the Trenton Waves and New Pod City Instagram. Let's see what you think about that.
Yes.
I thought it was a travesty.
Well, you should also take a picture of my album with I wrote on the Beatles.
We got to get into that.
Meet the Beatles.
That talk. Yeah. Amazing. I want to leave with this special tune again from Arden Bears.
Okay.
Arden, listen, brother.
Thank you again.
If we ever need a jingle or something, we are calling you and we're going to pay you. I don't want none of this pro bono stuff. Because
yes.
Then,
a man is worthy of his hire.
Yes. Right. But also, I also like to know that I now own it and he doesn't have any like legal right to it. All right. Well, that was cool, Marilyn Rivera.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're very welcome. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
Good?
Not bad.
Okay.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation.
We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives.
here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robbie Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
So freaking good.
How clever. Okay, can I just tell you, I just pictured you playing that out loud and somebody recording you walking together and like walking into the studio. That would be so perfect and so epic.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.